Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to unpack complex topics and really pull out the key insights for you.
Yeah.
Today, we're diving into something fascinating and, frankly, moving really fast. Artificial intelligence in education, more specifically. We're looking at its role in coaching and entrepreneurship. Our sources for this deep dive are pretty varied. We've got everything from a very lively Reddit discussion between HR pros to serious academic papers on AI's learning impact. We've looked at detailed university programs like one at Babson College.
That's a well-known one for entrepreneurship.
Exactly. And even a big report on the UK's edtech sector, that's educational technology. So our mission today is to explore how AI is genuinely changing the way people learn, how they develop critical skills.
Right.
Particularly in that whole entrepreneurial world, we'll look at the huge potential, what tools are actually being used,
Brian.
And crucially, the big challenges and the ethical stuff that comes along with it.
Indeed. It's not just about what AI can do. It's really about why it matters, and how we can navigate integrating it. So it actually enhances our human abilities rather than, diminishing them.
Okay, let's start right there then. When we hear AI coaching tools, what comes to mind first? Is this still sci-fi or is it happening now? We started digging in that Reddit thread. You mentioned HR pros. One asked about actual experiences with these tools, especially for self-reflection when maybe the budget for a human coach isn't there.
A common problem.
Definitely. But the responses were, all over the place. One user, Major Phaser, was pretty blunt, basically said, there are no AI coaching tools. AI can barely Google things right.
Ouch.
Yeah. Said there's buzzwords or chatbots that work. Like you'd expect a chatbot to work. Then another, Hunter Off Shadows, was just as skeptical. Said something like, no. Just gods no.
Strong reaction.
Right. Said most employees struggle with simple surveys, so the idea of them using AI was horrifying, worried it would kill the AI.
Okay, so some real negativity there, or at least deep skepticism based on current tech.
But interestingly, others did chime in with specific names, like Ren for AI leadership coaching and Wisk.com.
So it's not purely theoretical or buzzword then. Mm. There are actual products being named. What's fascinating there is that immediate clash, isn't it, between the idea of AI coaching, the potential, and the sort of practical reality, or maybe just the current frustrations people have. It really does make you ask, is it just hype? Or is there something real under the surface?
That's the perfect question, because despite that skepticism, our other sources show this massive potential. A huge upside for AI in learning, particularly around personalization.
Right.
Forbes, for example, really highlights how AI is fundamentally changing education. It's tailoring experiences to individual students, and that's not just about, making it nicer. It seems to seriously boost engagement and learning outcomes.
Yeah, the personalization aspect is key.
One study even found, get this, 88% of students strongly agreed AI is significant for learning, and 74% supported it as an alternative to just self-learning on your own.
Wow, 88% is huge agreement. And connecting that to the bigger picture, AI systems can analyze your strengths, your weaknesses, even your learning preferences, and they use that data to adapt everything in real time. The instructions, the content.
So if I'm struggling with a concept.
Exactly. The platform could maybe offer a different explanation or simpler examples. Or conversely, if you're flying through it, it could give you harder problems to keep you engaged. It can modify task difficulty, identify students needing help, create personalized paths, or challenge the high flyers. It keeps everyone in that sweet spot of learning.
And it's not just the learning material itself, right? The assessment side is changing too.
Absolutely. AI can automate grading, which saves educators tons of time, but also provide instant feedback.
Immediate feedback.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
It is. And it can even generate adaptive quizzes, so the questions change based on how you're doing.
Which makes the assessment itself more useful, more tailored, reduces human bias in grading too, maybe. More consistency.
Potentially, yes.
Mm.
More consistency, perhaps more accuracy. And imagine getting that real-time feedback, not just a score, but specific pointers on how to improve. Some studies are even exploring things like using voice and facial recognition to gauge participation or emotional state during lessons.
Whoa, seriously?
Yeah, the idea being educators could then adjust their teaching in the moment based on that feedback. It's a whole other level of responsiveness.
Okay, so that's the broad potential. Let's bring it back to developing those real-world skills, especially something like entrepreneurship, which is so dynamic. How does AI specifically help build things like visionary thinking, leadership, communication, resilience, all that stuff entrepreneurs need?
Well, our sources really dive into this. The key seems to be how AI turbocharges those skills through that personalization and, crucially, through simulation.
Simulation?
Yeah. So, for instance, an AI platform analyzes your performance and adapts the entrepreneurship curriculum for you.
Yeah.
Or think of an AI tutor giving you super specific feedback on your business plan draft or your pitch delivery.
Like a virtual mentor.
Exactly. Virtual mentor bots, AI coaches. You could use something like ChatGPT, maybe, to simulate an investor grilling you with questions.
Okay, I can see that. Practicing the Q&A.
Right. Or helping you refine your pitch, suggesting tweaks to your business model. And it's available 24/7, which breaks down traditional mentorship limits.
That makes sense. And what about the practical side, the hands-on stuff?
That's where AI-enhanced simulations and prototyping come in. Universities are really experimenting here.
Like Babson College.
Yes. Babson specifically talks about AI-supported idea generation and enriched rapid prototyping. Think about it. Students can iterate product ideas, simulate how the market might react way faster and deeper than ever before.
So you get that hands-on feel without the real-world financial risk, I suppose.
Precisely. Specific tools are emerging. Generative AI, the kind that creates stuff like text or images, can help brainstorm ideas, simulate customer chats, refine pitches.
Okay.
Then you have machine learning and big data tools. They can help spot market trends, understand what consumers want, basically help you optimize your strategy and avoid big mistakes.
And chatbots for planning?
Yeah. Chatbots and virtual assistants can streamline things like analyzing competitors or doing financial modeling. It speeds up that crucial early work.
And you mentioned gamification. That sounds interesting for learning.
It really is. AI can power these gamified business environments, create super realistic scenarios.
Mm.
Maybe a supply chain crisis hits your virtual company, or you have to navigate a tricky negotiation.
Like a flight simulator, but for business.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And the evidence shows these increase interest, keep people engaged, build dedication, and makes learning stick.
Okay, so there are tools, there are approaches. Does it all come together in a model? Our sources mentioned a curriculum model.
They did. It's quite comprehensive. Suggests things like multi-year project-based programs, foundational courses in AI literacy, got to understand the tech first.
Right.
Then skill-building workshops, AI-integrated learning platforms, human mentors supported by AI tools.
So blending human and AI.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Experiential projects where teams build actual ventures, pitch competitions with AI, helping hone those pitches, and then linking it all up with real incubators and accelerators like Y Combinator or the Holt Prize.
Wow, that sounds intense, but systematic.
It is systematic. And if you step back, this model isn't just a list of things to do. It's designed to actively cultivate those core entrepreneurial skills we talked about. It actually aligns pretty well with global ideas like China's 4-H framework. You heard of that? Head, hand, heart, and help.
Head, hand, heart, help. Okay.
Right. Head for mindset, hand for skills, heart for attitude, help for support. The AI simulations directly work on the hand, the practical skills, risk-free. The feedback loops strengthen the head critical thinking. It's about developing the whole entrepreneur.
Okay, so the potential is clearly there. The models are being thought out. But let's talk about the reality on the ground, the global picture, the challenges. Our sources mentioned the UK ed tech sector, for instance. Huge investment growth, right? Tenfold between 2014 and 2021.
Massive growth. And the global prediction is, what, $404 billion by 2025? It's a huge market.
But here's the catch. In the UK, apparently only 4% of education spending actually goes on tech.
Only 4%, yeah, despite that investment buzz.
Yeah. And maybe more tellingly, 88% of headteachers say that teacher skills and confidence are major barriers to actually using the tech effectively.
Ah, so there's the human element again. You can have the best tech in the world.
But if the teachers aren't comfortable or trained.
Exactly. It raises that question. We have the investment. We have the belief. 88% of heads and 84% of teachers believe tech can improve attainment. So why the blockage? The skills gap seems critical.
And beyond adoption, there are inherent risks with AI itself, aren't there?
Definitely. Our sources flag a few big ones. One is the potential loss of human analytical skills. If we just rely on AI for answers.
We stop thinking critically ourselves.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Compromising problem solving. Then there's algorithmic bias. AI learns from data. And if that data reflects historical biases.
The AI could perpetuate them. Yeah. In grading, in recommendations.
It's a serious risk. Affecting decisions. Needs careful management.
And data privacy must be huge here too.
Absolutely critical. Personalization needs data. Lots of it. So you need incredibly strong data protection rules. Robust security.
Can't forget the digital divide either, right?
Great.
Unequal access.
A major concern. If only some have access to these powerful AI learning tools, it could actually make educational inequality worse.
Mm. But maybe the most compelling thing I saw was about AI versus human teachers.
Yes, that's Duke survey data again.
Right. That same 88% of students welcome AI as a virtual tutor or assistant.
Which is positive.
But huge majority, like 57% strongly disagreed. Another 23% disagreed. They do not want AI to replace human teachers.
That's a very clear message, isn't it? It really shows that strong preference for keeping the human element central. It highlights how crucial that, you know, emotional connection, empathy, the human engagement is in teaching.
So the consensus seems to be AI as a tool, an assistant, an enricher.
But not a replacement. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The future looks like AI-human collaboration, leveraging the strengths of both.
Wow. Okay, what a deep dive that was. We've really covered a lot of ground. It seems clear AI coaching and learning tools are way beyond just buzzwords now. The potential for personalized education, skill building, those simulations, especially for entrepreneurs, it's genuinely incredible.
Tangible potential, yeah.
But it's also so clear that using this power well means thinking really carefully about the risks, data privacy, bias, over-reliance, and keeping that human element strong.
Absolutely. And maybe thinking about the future, considering how fast AI is evolving and what those core human skills of entrepreneurship really are, how might the next Elon Musk's or Oprah Winfrey's actually use AI, not just to build products, but to fundamentally change how they learn, how they lead, while still keeping that vital human touch? How do you co-pilot with AI creatively? That's maybe something for you, the listener, to mull over. How might you leverage this in your own learning journey?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.